All right, Mitchell Harrison. Hey, man, first of all, in practice, I just saw the end. You absolutely cleaned out Barsha. What was behind that? What was the story there?
It was funny. I talked to him going up to for Q2, and Benny was actually sitting next to me, and he's like, oh, I'm going to stir the pot. He's like, Bam Bam, come over here. And then I was just like, man. He's like, yeah, I thought you checked up. And I was like, I thought you checked up.
Yeah.
So we just both went for it. But I had the line, and he was outside. It wasn't like, it was just like kind of a brain fart.
Yeah.
I would say more by him than me. Like, I just had the line. Whatever. And, yeah, so it looked like he was pissed, but
yeah,
no.
He got up and was, like, looking, like, what, like looking at you, like, what was that for? Like, yeah.
I think he just wasn't expecting me to, like, hold my line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, maybe he thought that I was just going to get out of the way for them, but, like, I'm not going to. So I think he might have just been confused on it, but, no, he was all cool with it. Like, but, I mean, I'm here. Like, I'm the Bam Bam, so get out of my way.
There you go. Hey, good night for you. Made it in, no problem. And then, yeah, you're up the, I want to say 11th or something early on in the main, or 12th, something like that?
Yeah, I think 10th or 11th. Yeah. You know, I tried to hold the Tomac off for, I think I held him off for a lap. That was impressive. I fought really hard until, like, they had to push me out of the way. So I was proud of my ride, but I got, 14th. And top 15 is really, right now, for me, the goal. Getting closer to where I really want to be, like, 10th or 12th. 10th is going to be really hard. I mean, factory guys.
Yeah.
So we're progressing, but I love the way I'm riding. I really need just, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like whether it was qualifying or the heat race, like, the pace is no problem for you. You got it, right? Whereas, let's say, a month and a half ago, more of a battle. So you seem like you're improving?
Oh, 100% improving. Every day, like, we're doing little things with the bike during the week. You know, little things with me, with the roll speed, just going through tape. Like, we're really trying to find that gap. And it's I see it. But it's such a hard class. So really, it's just the confidence, and my confidence is growing each weekend. So, like, a month ago, like, I was just trying to battle to get in the LCQ, now, like, I believe that, like, I can get into the heat, and now I believe I can be, like, running with at least 12th. Like, I just feel confident in that area.
One thing for me when I watch these races, and, like, I ride a little bit, real shittily, but I do ride, I just think about 20 minutes at, like, because 15 in, I'm looking at the clock, and I'm like, dude, there's still 5 minutes left. These guys are battling. It's a long fucking time.
Well, I mean, I got to think, like T-Dags, and, like, he was making me do 50s, 50-minute motos, so they blow by like nothing.
Right.
Yeah, but no, me and Craig, our trainer and our team manager, made us do, like, a million 20s.
Yeah.
Preseason, so it really feels like nothing.
Yeah, so for you, it's not a problem. Yeah.
No, like, I'm in such great shape, and, like, it's honestly, you just go out there and you just try to put your laps in together, like, just over and over, and I feel great towards the end.
Right. Cool. Well, good job, man.
Thanks so much.
Cool.